This is a News 1130 special report.
Well, it has been 30 years since Expo 86 opened in Vancouver, and all week, the News 1130 Midday Show has been interviewing some of the key players who helped shape the event. And joining us on the line today, Expo's chief architect, Bruno Freschi.
Bruno, does it feel like 30 years have passed?
Oh, of course not. Yeah, seems to have gone by in a flash.
So what was going through your mind when you first learned that you would be in charge of designing the look for the World's Fair in Vancouver?
Well, it was kind of funny. I didn't even realize I was being interviewed. An international committee came into town and invited me to tell them what I thought an exhibition should be. And I did that, of course, not realizing this was the selection committee. Anyway, they selected me. I was thrilled and humbled, but I knew enough about World's Fairs to understand that this was a great, great window of opportunity for Vancouver.
Well, it had a very distinct look. So what was your major inspiration?
You know, the best example is Paris and London, and where the cities that we know and love, their inner sanctum was created around World's Fairs. You know, we looked at sites like Abbotsford and we looked at Delta, but it was very clear to me in the very initial stages that if the land could be assembled, Falls Creek was the answer, because Falls Creek is, in fact, a beautiful garden in the middle of downtown.
Bruno, our Expo's architectural legacy is visible to this day. Can you talk to us about reusable buildings?
Now, World's Fairs are meant to be temporary. You build it and you tear it down and you go away. But in reality, if you're going to spend $1 or $2 billion, it seems foolish to throw it away. And our idea was that these buildings, which all the countries used, could be given to the communities in British Columbia as libraries, swimming pools, gymnasium, whatever. In fact, what happened was they were sold. So they were reused in industrial parks and office parks. But the concept was not to build a throwaway fair.
Well, Vancouver's been nicknamed the supermodel city of Canada. What do you make of how Vancouver looks now, 30 years after the fair?
Well, I'm a bit of a Vancouver snob, I guess. It really is very beautiful. The problem, Vancouver's got this great site. We've all said that. In the past, all the planning has been dedicated to traffic, and we're paying the price now on housing because we haven't handled that very well. But what's missing and what has to develop is what I call civilization. There's another quote, you know, it says, Vancouver is apt to pass from urban infancy, since it is a very young city, to urban decay without ever passing through urban civilization. Expo tried to introduce that, and people are now asking for Vancouver to become that city of desire, that beautiful place. And it means we have to rethink a lot of things and make it a much more beautiful and pleasant place to be, not just for visitors, but for the residents as well.
Bruno, what are you most proud of?
I'm pleased that there is a public celebration, if you like, of the 30th anniversary. It's time. You know, we did Science World. That's one of the legacies. I'm very proud of that, and they're continuing to expand and develop that. All the legacies, the Roundhouse, Canada Place, the transit system, the waterfront, and Falls Creek seems to be that. That makes me very, very proud.
Thanks for taking the time, Bruno. That wraps our week-long series on Expo 80.